Benedict will pay a pastoral visit to the central Italian towns of Viterbo and Bagnoregio on Sunday to pray with the local faithful, visit what is known as the medieval city of the popes, and pay tribute to the area's saints. In Viterbo, Pope Benedict will visit one of the number of other places outside the Sistine Chapel, where conclaves were held to elect new popes. The northern Latium city is home to the Palace of the Popes, the seat of the papacy for a period of 24 years in the 13th century. Five conclaves were held here for the election of five popes, from Urban IV in 1261 to Martin IV in 1281. Pope Benedict will pause to reflect in the conclave hall before proceeding to the Fall Valley, where he will celebrate an open-air mass. The Pope will then pray at a Marian shrine and at the sanctuary of the 13th century Viterbo saint Rosa.
When the Holy Father comes, we will be celebrating the feast days of Santa Rosa.
Viterbo Bishop Lorenzo Chiarinelli says everyone is excited about Pope Benedict's arrival and his visit to the shrine of Santa Rosa.
È una giovane.
She was a young, simple girl who was even rejected by the Clarissan order. She was just 18 years old when she died, but she was intimately involved in the problems of her times, the social challenges of poverty, marginalization, conflict. Though her health was by no means good, she offered a true example of the faith, of charity.
Well, moving on later to the small town of Bagnoregio, just a few miles away from Viterbo, Pope Benedict will pray at the St. Nicholas Cathedral, which contains the relics of another 13th century saint, Bonaventure. Pope Benedict is particularly fond of this saint, who was born around 1217 in the breathtakingly beautiful hilltop town of Civita di Bagnoregio.
San Bonaventura è dottore della Chiesa.
In 1257, a tumultuous time within the Franciscan family, Bonaventure was elected head of the order. Under his guidance, harmony was reestablished within the community. Pope Sixtus IV canonized him saint. And for his many theological and spiritual writings, Sixtus V later proclaimed him a doctor of the Church. As a young theologian preparing to teach, Joseph Ratzinger chose as his 1957 thesis the theme Saint Bonaventure, the Theology of History, based on some of the saint's last writings. So, what has made Saint Bonaventure so special in the eyes of this pope?
His attention to the reading of history, because today we tend to sometimes read history in an evasive way, an escapist way. History becomes something to push aside. It's become all or nothing. Either it's time or eternity, or either it's God or man, or soul or body. But living the faith in light of Bonaventure's teachings means Christ and our hope in salvation remain the focus of our lives, no matter what is going on around us. This doesn't mean he advocated escaping from the challenges posed by history, time, or society. Quite the contrary. In the collective research on this saint, Joseph Ratzinger's thesis on Bonaventure is therefore very relevant for our times.
Anche oggi ci riconsegna con grande attualità.
Well, as I said before, in visiting Viterbo, Pope Benedict XVI will be a pontiff going back to the city of the popes.
Innanzitutto questo era patrimonium Santi Petri.
Above all, this was patrimonium Sancti Petri. Viterbo was called the city of the popes because the conclave was held here in the bishop's palace. It was here in this historical room that the famous conclave was held over a period of 33 months, which elected Blessed Gregory X. In this room, five pontiffs were elected. Four were buried here in Viterbo, in the cathedral, and in the Church of St. Francis. In Viterbo, we've also had 50 popes visit or live with us. Throughout the second half of the 1200s, Viterbo was the home of the popes, so there's a strong historical link between Rome and our city. So this visit by the Pope today undoubtedly touches the very soul of this city and surrounding towns because of Viterbo's unique historical link with the papacy, and it fills us with hope for our future. Our historical sites act as reminders about how we should be living our faith now in today's historical, social and cultural context, a faith that in a world full of contradictions, aims to be a sign of brotherhood for all and a force for good, such as that the Pope described in his encyclical Charity in Truth.
La carità nella verità.
Bishop Lorenzo Chiarinelli of Viterbo. Well, after his visit to Viterbo and Bagnoregio on Sunday, Pope Benedict will be returning by helicopter to the papal residence at Castel Gandolfo outside Rome. And do stay tuned to Vatican Radio on Sunday and on Monday for updates on this papal visit.